This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Robert, if you're listening out there, smoke that cigar, man. Have a good old laugh. I know you're too classy to do that. He is a classy guy, and he would never laugh at his friends. But trust me, you should laugh.
Oh, he's winning games out in Green Bay. So
that's right. He took a job there. Not yesterday. They had a field goal blocked.
No, they blocked the field
goal. Packers won.
Oh, they blocked the field goal. My bad. I got it backwards.
Not one.
Sorry, coach. My Sunday was crazy. Carl Anthony Towns low blowing net players. Mm-hmm. It really threw me off.
That's your first statement to Knicks and net fans is the low blow from Kat? That's where you went first?
It was disgusting.
Oh, okay.
It was disgusting.
What about DFS on Friday?
I thought it was going to be Bridges.
Oh, about Mikal? Mikal played great. I got nothing but respect.
That's my point.
He played fine.
Why not give him the love that he deserves?
What do you want me to say? He's a great third option.
Yeah, he mushed you guys.
Because of his block in the fourth quarter on Friday?
Yes.
That's a nice play. Yeah. He didn't do anything else offensively in the fourth quarter on Friday.
Didn't have to.
Look, Mikal Bridges played fine. I have actually told Knicks fans, don't worry, he'll be fine. So I told you he'd be fine. Now, he's not a lead guy. He doesn't have to be a lead guy on the Knicks. That's okay. What I don't understand about Mikal is why he's so bitter against us. Like, why was he pointing at the net bench? Why was he so demonstrative? Like, we did you a favor, bro. We got you off the sinking ship, and we sent you to your friends.
Right, where you wanted to be.
Yeah, why was he mad at us?
How do we know that the Nets bench wasn't saying things? Maybe they said his feet smell. I don't know. Maybe he's...
Is that what you think?
First of all, why would he chirp continuously throughout? Friday night he chirps, Sunday he chirps. Maybe they were saying things.
That's what I'm asking.
Kicking his tongue out.
Yeah.
Like, all that stuff.
I loved it.
He was very... Oh, you should love it. He's on your team. It was very douchey. I was more confused. Like, why are you mad at us? What the hell did we do to you?
I think the Nets started the douchiness, though, over the weekend.
What the hell did the
DFS
Nets
do? DFS was being douchey. You guys were being douchey.
DFS do?
I don't know their players' names.
What did DFS do?
With the play with OG.
Oh, the one that they reviewed and they called double technical?
They both were physical, but DFS created the contact first. OG responded, and they got the call right. Let me be clear there. Who was the loser that flopped when Kat hit the floor?
Jalen Brunson flops all the time.
No. There's a difference between flopping. Sorry.
Tommy, it's not nice to call Jalen a loser. He's a really good basketball player.
I apologize for calling the Nets player a loser. But when you pull the chair out, the guy that took the charge, he pulled the chair out, and Kat hit the floor hard. You can injure a guy like that. Are we playing basketball here?
That's
we trying to hurt people.
Happened.
No, he didn't.
Carl Anthony Towns pulled the chair out.
No, that was not a charge. What's the player's name? What's the fellow's name?
First of all, the Knicks won two games. Why are you yelling?
I know.
Like, why is he upset?
He'd be happy.
I was just making it.
Because they didn't win by 20, that's why.
Oh, he's upset that they almost blew a 22-point lead Friday, and they did, actually.
Evan and his crony over here, Sean Marash, set this up where if the Nets won a game, they were going to come on Monday, and they crowed. And then the first thing he says, instead of, hey, congratulations, you guys are, you know, the favorite to win the NBA Cup, you're obviously clearly the more superior team, he takes a shot at Carl Anthony Towns.
No. I was, I made a sports mistake about the Packer-Bear game. I got it confused briefly. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to explain, I had a very busy weekend. So maybe the Carl Anthony Towns thing really ravaged me and my wife, because we were at the game Sunday. I went to both of these games.
Why did it ravage you?
I'll tell you exactly why. So we're watching the game.
My
wife gets very stressed at these games because she wants me to be happy. And so, obviously, for those that didn't see it, Carl Anthony Towns did a low blow, like he's in the WWE. It was on Cam Johnson, if memory serves correct. Right? So they show the replay of Kat sticking his arm and injuring Cam in that kind of way. And my wife knows nothing about sports. She's an IBO completely, says, I think he should be thrown out of the game. I think he should be suspended. I said, that's a great point, hon.
Wow.
It's a great point. That's an innocent, beautiful woman just simply saying, How could you do that?
She's been compromised.
No, she hasn't been compromised.
She's been compromised by your net propaganda.
No, it had nothing to do with net propaganda. She was mortified, disgusted. Right. Actually, we were even talking about should he be arrested. It was a fair discussion. Like, that's assault.
Well, if you do that on the street, it is assault, and you can be arrested.
I can't go up to you and stick my arm underneath your jewel area. I hope Cam's still able to have kids.
Maybe it was a receipt, like I said, for DFS taking that shot
of
OG.
That's a basketball play. I think he was fighting through a screen, and it got physical, and he pushed him down. That's far different than sticking your arm under another human being's groin area. But I apologize. Can we get back to football? I'm sorry. Why are we talking about this?
I don't know. You brought it up.
I was going to make a football point.
No, I was merely saying that the Carl Anthony Towns thing rattled me. Mm-hmm. So that's why I was confused. Anyhow, we talking about Robert Saleh? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Robert Saleh should be giggling all day.
Of course he is.
They've gone backwards.
And he's getting paid by him.
And he's getting paid. And everything about this team has gotten worse, which is like, it's mind-boggling. It shows you how inept this franchise is. If they were going to fire Robert Saleh, which I wouldn't have done that early in the season, why are you taking the best aspect of your team, which is your defense, and taking your defensive coordinator and spreading him too thin?
Right.
They should have either... Brant Boyer should have been the head coach. Even your guy Nate should have been the head coach.
Right. So the problem became because you had a defensive head coach and then a defensive coordinator. When you get rid of the defensive head coach, now the coordinator has to do everything.
Yes.
Because I ask Oberg this. Like, did you ever...
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ever think about handing over that defensive coordinator role to somebody else? And he said, no, I just wanted to keep the continuity.
Yeah, that's worked.
But I can understand why that makes sense, because that's where they were the best, right? The best attribute of that team
for
the last 2 years has been their defense.
Not perfect, but certainly their best aspect.
But keep continuity. So intuitively, it makes sense. And then Jason and I were talking about this up in the booth. It's like, well, who would it have been? Like, I know you asked that question, but who would it have been? And I don't know if there's that person.
To be the head coach?
To be the defensive coordinator.
I wouldn't have done it. That's the problem.
Right.
I would have kept Brick where he was as a DC. Now, maybe the defense would have been affected either way because Robert Saleh maybe had more of a hand in the defense than we realized.
Right.
But what I would have done, and this is a stereotype, but I believe that the special teams coordinator, special teams coaches are so involved with all aspects of the team that they're probably better equipped to take that job.
Yeah.
We're seeing it in New Orleans.
They talk to a whole room.
They talk to everybody, right? You dealt with it.
Right, of course.
The defensive players dealt with
everybody. Because even if you're not a special teams player, you still have to know special teams.
Right. So that's my thought, that was the mistake. But everything about this team is a mistake. Rooting for this team is a mistake. Everything. Spending your Sundays and then being sucked in up 8 and believing they're going to win. And boy, I was going to be right. Here comes the playoff path. All of that was a mistake. Recruiting Positive Tommy. That was a mistake too. That was a huge mistake, and I actually feel bad for you. I'm not mad at you. We wasted your positivity on this abomination of a franchise.
I'm glad they let you out, Tommy. I'm glad you're back home where you belong.
I like him too much. We fired Tommy earlier in the show. He's fired. Not from executive producing Evan and Tiki, but from being in the positivity of the Jets, because we're going to ruin you. And subsequently, it's going to ruin everything.
I'm glad you did, because I was going to check my contract to see if there was an opt-out, but you just fired me. So I'm going to get paid either way, because you fired me.
You're done.
Him back to the Giants is great. It means he'll probably lose every game and draft first overall. Everything he's been touching lately.
But isn't that a good thing for
Talking
you?
Talking about the Mets went to the NLCS.
That's it. That's all they went to.
The Knicks just won the midseason championship.
Oh, say it again.
They didn't win the midseason. They won 2 games in the cup.
I'm exaggerating.
Okay. Just making sure. Let's go to Josh in Smithtown. How are you, Josh?
Doing well. two things. Number one, after that direct snap to Tyler Conklin, it was pretty funny when Jason kind of threw some shade the following drive. The Colts went for it and gave it to Jonathan Taylor and converted. And they were like, oh, they actually gave it to the running back. So.
Right.
That's true. I said to Jason, it's like, that's cold-blooded.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it just kind of further proves how they're like a laughing stock. But, you know, when they fired Saleh, it really seems like the defense may have kind of quit on them a little bit. I wonder if the defensive players maybe resent Aaron Rodgers, thinking that he had a hand in it as well. And I really think out of the 32 teams that the Jets are probably the, you know, maybe the Browns are a little worse, but I think the least desirable to coach. And so I think it's going to be really tough going for them when they're looking for a new candidate.
I mean, the Browns have talent.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the Jets do too, but the Browns have a lot of defensive talent. They just have had a major quarterback issue. And maybe one of the weirdest stat lines from yesterday was Jameis Winston, who threw for like 350 and two touchdowns, and they got destroyed.
Yeah.
35-14, and no interceptions, no turnovers. They just got beat. So
the Browns are not less desirable than the Jets. The Browns won 11 games last year and made the playoffs. Right. The Jets haven't made
good talent.
Right. The Jets have good talent, but here's the difference. The Jets haven't shown that talent to win anything. Mm. All they've done is win 7 games in back-to-back years.
Right.
The Browns have made the playoffs 2 times in the last 4 years. I'm not saying that's something to write home about, and yes, their quarterback situation's a mess, but the Jets are worse. The Jets are the most dysfunctional, unappealing franchise in the NFL, I think by a lot. I think they're much more undesirable than Jacksonville, than Cleveland. Take your pick. They have an ownership situation that you don't even know if the guy's going to be there or not.
Yeah, it's true. Meaning, what's Woody's plan with the new administration?
Yeah.
But there's also the quarterback issue. That's why it's really undesirable.
Of course.
You don't know what Aaron Rodgers' plan is next year or how you can, like, move on or run it back. Or, like, you don't know what to do. It's a weird situation.
That's why
cap-wise.
When you include the cap, the quarterback, the roster, the owner, it's the least desirable situation by a lot. It's not even close. It's not even comparable. Like, if the Giants ended up firing Brian Daboll, mm-hmm. their situation would be 500 times more appealing than the Jets situation. It's not even close. Any Jet fan who argues that is just looking to argue for the sake of arguing. We suck.
Yeah, because you're a Jet fan.
Yeah, and what we need to do as Jet fans is understand what we are. We are the laughing stock of the league. We are disgusting to watch. We waste our time every Sundays watching this mess for 3 hours. Now, we're going to do it again. Like, luckily, we got a bye week this week so we can cleanse ourselves. But in 2 weeks, I'm a sucker. I'll be back. So it's like, we're going to keep going back to that bar, and we're going to keep drinking.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4. Charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.